Christmas Eve, Miss Message. And look, a handful of late letters to Santa Claus.
Well, the children don't have to worry. Santa Claus always gets your letters, even as late as Christmas Eve.
That really is true. And by the way, children, if you don't hear your letter read, don't you worry, because as Miss Message said, he always gets your letters. But let's open up the ones we do have here. And you got one you'd like to start with there, Miss Message?
All right. I have one that says, Dear Santa Claus, my name is George Lloyd. For Christmas, I want a storybook about you, Santa Claus. I always want a box of 64 crayons. Please. Oh, I also want a coloring book, and I want an inchworm, a Santa Claus bank, and a giddy-up horse.
Yeah, giddy-up.
George Lloyd. Hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's a nice note from George Lloyd. I've got two that came in the same envelope here, and they're both written in green ink, this message. This one says, My name is Paige L. Gallahue, Jr. Now, I'm 4 years old and cannot write, so my mother is writing this. Mother writes very nicely. I've been real good, says Paige Gallahue, and would like for you to bring me some clothes, a big wheels, and a dump truck, and anything else you might want to bring. And I thank you for the toys you brought me last year. And, says Paige Jr., going to leave you a piece of cake and a glass of milk. Oh, P.S., bring my baby brother some toys. He's been good also. His name is Eric. He is only one. I thought maybe Eric had written me a letter. What's this one? This one is from Rodney Lee Gallahue, and Rodney Lee is only two. Well, Rodney Lee, I see that you've got your mother to write your letter for you, too, and that's nice. Rodney Lee Gallahue says, I would like for you to bring me a sports wheels, some clothes, and a toy puppy. I've been very good. Thank you for all the toys you brought me last year. And Rodney is going to leave Santa Claus a piece of cake and a glass of milk. Santa Claus is moving on out from the North Pole now, so he'll get these messages and he'll take care of all the good little girls and boys. That's one interesting one.
Doesn't have a name.
Well, it looks like it says initials D-A-E or maybe... Well, this is one the Santa's real super specialist will be able to figure out. And there's
super
time,
smooth.
My dear. Go ahead. Read the letter.
All right. Dear Santa, I want to know if you will bring me Baby Alive, Alphabet Game, Wagon, Barbie Buggy, and Camper. That is what I want for Christmas. On Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day. I hope you will have a happy Christmas.
Well, I got it just in, too, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. One letter here from Sherman Ernoff. Sherman writes, Dear Santa Claus, I am visiting my grandmother and granddaddy in Orange. So I hope you can find me. Sherman, Santa Claus always finds people. Please bring me a G.I. Joe case and a G.I. Joe Jeep and a racing car set. And says Sherman Ernoff, bring my sister Holly a doll. And I'll leave you something good to eat. Thank you, Santa Claus, for all the nice things you brought me last Christmas. Love, Sherman. Sherman Ernoff, who is visiting with his grandma. Well, that's very nice. Now, if we didn't get to read your letter here in the post office, don't worry, because Santa Claus always gets his mail. And I guess that looks like it pretty well wraps it up, Miss Message.
Well, there's only one thing missing from our post office, Mr. Postmaster.
And what's that?
Our Christmas presents. Here's yours.
Hey, gosh, what a pretty wrapping. I wonder what it could be. I guess I'll have to save it and take it home with me.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Open it now.
Now? You want me to open a letter?
Well, yes.
All right. Okay. Let me get it on. All right. Well, look at this. There seem to be two things in here. Well, there's a handsome new green eye shade. Let's see if it fits. Yep. That's just what I've been needing. That's lovely, Miss Message. Thank you. And look at this. A book. Why, it's Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol. And with illustrations by Ronald Searle. That's a wonderful gift. Thank you, Miss Message. I'm just so pleased to have that. Now, do you want to know what I've got for you?
I'm all agog.
Well, listen. I have got an appearance for you by the famous singing dogs. Come on in here, doggly friends. Line right up over there. Go ahead now. I want to hear if you can sing something. They're a rowdy bunch, though. You better hush up there, dog. I think you got the leader's getting ready for you to sing another one here. Take it easy. Oh, listen. It's Jingle Bells. Recognize over there, Miss Message, that that one is Ty, the famous Dachshund soprano, and here is Trouble, who sings bass, and I believe that's is that Bonnie, who's come back to join the chorus.
Oh,
yeah, and they're all lining up again. I think they're going to start singing again. Go ahead, Pooches. Somebody threw them some dog biscuits. Look at them all scrapping around there. Oh, man. They're cute. Well, would you like to hear him sing another one? I've arranged that, if you would.
Oh, sure.
This is fancy. Watch them there. They turn backflips while they're doing it. There's a cat walking through here. Look at them. They're all chasing that cat. They're getting out of order again.
Cat?
Go away, cat. Oh. Come on now. How about a final chorus of Jingle Bells?